This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Air on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
The segment's brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection. It is lovely. 6622 University Avenue. Go to sdcarb.com for all your carburation and fuel injector needs. Also, if you have a BMW Mini or a Porsche, you can go to Black Forest Motorsports. Over 40 years experience. BlackForestAutomotive.com. Your dealer alternative. Well, we've got Brittany in the house, all dressed up with her semi-steeler colors.
Yeah.
How you doing, kiddo?
You know, it's really nice to be among like-minded people.
It's a challenge sometimes, isn't it?
It's a challenge in my profession.
I'm sure it is.
And it is wonderful to be with like-minded people.
That's right. And by the way, they cancel school tomorrow. I just thought I'd call and let you know.
Yeah. Nope. I will be there probably bright and early. I'm reporting to school.
With bells on.
Yep, at the smile.
So who you got in the house?
Oh, listen to this. So we have a gentleman, a local gentleman, mm-hmm. who is going to share with us the opportunities and the support that he offers to those who are looking to get into racing and for those who are looking to enhance their racing program. Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of experience, and he is now going to share it.
And he's young, too.
He does look pretty young. Yes, this is the owner of JH Motorsports, Josh Huff.
Hey, Josh, how you doing, buddy?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Have you been on KUSI with me before?
No, I have not.
God, not yet.
He looks familiar.
Three letters.
For some reason, he looks familiar.
First time caller, long time listener.
There you go. So what, now, and from the motorsport point of view, do you specifically... Are you in go-karts or are you in pretty much all forms?
Well, we mainly focus on the go-karting side of things. That's what we're retail, shop, rental, storage.
And keeping you busy, right?
100%.
You have rental go-karts?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. If you're looking to get in, you finally can get a taste without buying everything.
Can you do a rental with what we call ride and drive? In other words, you know, just appear, get in it?
Yep, just show up. That's what we call it, the ride and drive, coming up next weekend in the dirt.
Where at?
Paris Auto Speedway, Saturday the 16th.
Really? On the big track or on the little track?
They do it on the big track, but it's held in the infield.
Yeah, on the infield. Okay,
on the infield, we park actually on the outer perimeter of the big track.
Yeah.
Yep, and fill that up.
And that's road course or oval?
We do ovals. We've done a tri-oval, and we will be doing a road course probably twice, maybe three times this year, depending on customers' demands and just kind of how the flow goes for the events.
All on dirt. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people, I've had them say, well, there's no ground clearance. Well, yeah, there is, because the carts sit a little bit higher than they would on
asphalt.
What
is their ride height?
The ride height's about a good inch and a half, two inches with the track prep.
I'm sorry.
You're good. You're right there.
My minimum is like 4.5.
No, you're good.
Five.
See,
just enough clearance.
Brittany, now you know why they don't go to the rock quarry at Barona.
Exactly.
You said that.
I didn't have a problem saying it. Are there not rocks in the... That would be hard on a go-kart.
Yeah, right? Okay,
yeah, so
an inch and a half.
It's not much to work with, but it's just enough. When the track prep is correct, we're good.
What engines do you run in your carts?
We start off with the Briggs & Stratton 4-stroke. Okay. We utilize the KT100s. We have Rotaxes. We have old Tag 125 go-karts from all different engine manufacturers. But really, the entry level is the Briggs LO206.
Yeah, and that's for the kids, basically.
That's for kids, adults, all the way through.
What's top speed on that?
About 50-60.
Now, let me tell you, 50-60 in a go-kart is kind of like 80-90 in a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're going left. You're turning a lot.
No, dude, your butt is on the dirt.
Oh, that too.
And there's nothing in front of your face.
Yeah, no windshield.
Or to the left. Or to the right.
Yeah, right.
Or to the rear.
So would you say you have something coming up this weekend? What is the minimum requirements of somebody that might show up?
All we need to really do is require them is safety gear. They have to have a full face helmet, long sleeve jeans, closed shoes, and a set of closed gloves.
Yeah. And a motorcycle helmet, would that work? Or does
it
need to
be?
No,
we try to steer away from those because of the safety infractions, the way those work with go-karts and the steering wheel. It could actually impulse and turn the head.
Okay.
So we really just kind of say no. We've had them in the past, but we just try to keep focused on.
Now, do you supply a helmet if someone does not have a helmet?
I have a few, but it gets kind of funky, you know, with supplying safety gear and customers. So I really highly recommend they get their own.
And it's got to be a helmet. Available. It's got to be a helmet that has been certified within the safety period.
Yes, the FIASA certified. And you can also get DOT approved closed faced motorcycle helmets like a Motor World or a Vase.
As long as it's got
it's closed faced. Yes, shield. Face. Yes,
exactly. And then there's no transmissions.
Nope, this is gas and brakes and typical clutch.
Just I hate to say it. I've been karting forever. I just like a nice enduro kart.
Yep.
I don't need a shifter kart. That's just one more thing.
You got a lot going on. It just takes a different style of racing, that you're looking for a different avenue out of what you're putting into it. You know, with the dirt alone, with what we have, you have enough going on that grabbing gears is a whole nother situation.
Alone, changes every time you're out.
Well, it's also called having other people out there with you.
Ooh, there's that too.
Yeah, you're not alone. We have probably about 8 to 9, maybe 10.
Oh, okay.
In a pack? Per class, yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you come to my house, sitting right in front of where I watch TV are 3 first place go-kart trophies.
Whose are they?
From Imago.
Imago. I started there.
Did you start?
Yeah. Peter with go-karting ran the place up there with the Indians up in Palomar. And I found it actually going to the La Jolla Indian Reservation tubing. Yeah. And we walked up the hill because we heard motors running. And that was it. And when it came full circle, when I got my first go-kart, that was the first go-kart track.
That was good. Full circle.
I've never heard anybody else say that so far. No one knew that.
Yeah,
I get a lot about the one in Jamul down, you know, back in the...
Yes!
That was before me. So when I say Imago, everybody looks at me like where? Right.
Yeah, did you make a mistake?
Yeah, no.
Oh, no, I loved Imago.
That's awesome.
And it was a challenging track, too.
Oh, it was curves about 6 feet high. You had to go around an oak tree, and it was about maybe 28 seconds, 25 seconds long.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Zero mistakes and all kinds of challenges.
And there was always a pond in the middle if it rained.
Yeah, some water standing somewhere from the night before. Sure.
Off air, I'll have to tell you a cute story on that. So... let's just say, okay, I want to go next weekend. Are there any openings? Have you got some seats available?
All we have to do is, we'll discuss this more, is go to my website and you can follow the links at the top of the screen and register for either as a owner operator if you had your own go-kart.
Okay.
Or if you wanted to have a rental option, choose a rental option there.
Okay.
And or a pit pass. Everybody's got to have an insurance pit pass on site.
So
it's relatively easy. It's a new method we've gone to. Everything seems to be going online, so we just cater everybody through the website.
Yeah.
JH Motorsports.
It's joshhuffmotorsports.com.
Right.
There we go.
Yep. Just my whole name spelled
Josh
out.
Huff.
And then the other thing that you do too, which I think is because you know Sanger.
Mm-hmm.
See, when I carted, he was the last. I just walk up. Here's my cart.
Yep.
Here's my checkbook. Call me when it's ready.
Let me know when it's ready.
And if I lose, it had better be my fault.
That's right.
Not yours.
Never. It's always the driver's fault. We prepared
Dad,
it perfectly.
Dad, you did not hear that.
Everything is good.
I have to say, he always did.
For the drivers that are listening, they know for sure. It falls on them because, we presented it to them, and here you go.
But is that something else you offer?
Yes, 100%. Everything from I need to get into go-karting to I have my go-kart. Mm-hmm. Bring it to the track, make sure it's ready. We want to show up, drive, have a mechanic there to work on it.
Right.
To just store it at my shop if they want to come work on it in my shop also.
You offer so much.
Well, go-karts aren't that big. They can stand up
true.
On their tail.
We have quite a few in shop, but we really try to offer all the services. Mainly, you know, there's a lot of adult kids in East County, but really what we're after is the kids. And you mentioned Charger Steve.
Yeah.
He just came out to one of our events
with his daughter.
And so he's gotten involved, and now she's going to start coming to the shop start working on stuff. And that's really the base of it, because once we get the kids involved, you know, the rest are going to follow. It's easy.
Well, without a shot. And again, you know it, it's motorsports. You get them in a go-kart. I don't care what it is. All of a sudden, they got to get straight A's.
Yes.
They got to get their rooms clean. They got to behave themselves. They can't get in any kind of trouble, or they lose it.
They lose it.
And when they lose it, boy, it's like, it's not good at all. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. I don't know. Is anybody from Barona on the line? Oh, cool. You're going to get a second segment, looks like.
Right on.
Right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1.
Hold on, sweat.
Hear that song?
I do.
You know what it is? You're a music girl.
No, I just heard, I'm listening to the words. They said the Speedway.
Yeah, you know what it's from? It's Elvis Presley in the movie Spin Out, 1966.
That was a good one, Brendan.
So I'm watching
it. Good job.
I'm watching it, and I said, OMG. So I called Brendan. I said, I got a challenge for you. Pretty cool music,
That's
huh?
a good one. I'll have to put that to one of my videos.
Yeah, there's one in there that I have to check out for sure. It sounds a really cool song. I'll play it later on.
Okay, sounds great.
Thank you, Brendan.
All right, folks. Hey, this segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where absolutely nobody treats you better than El Cajon Ford. New, used. Hey, they got the new Bronco down there if you want to check that out.
I know.
Great service. Great folks. Family owned and operated. 80% of their used cars are trade-ins. They don't go to the auction. They send to the auction. Check him out, El Cajon Ford. And we just talked to Dirt Dude, and he says, you want me to call in? I says, no, get ready
for the Steelers.
So he's all excited and happy.
Have fun, Dirt Dude.
Yeah. Let's hope they win. So we've got Josh.
Is it Josh? Josh Huff.
Josh Huff.
JH Motorsports.
Yes, and he is really big on working with young kids and young kid adults, you know. Because always. There's a lot of adults that always wanted to race, me included, but either because of work.
Yeah, life happens.
School.
I didn't get my first go-kart until I was 18 years old, and that was on my own budget.
Yeah.
After I finally had my first real racing job. So I was seeing them at the convention center at the Long Beach Grand Prix for years, yeah. Going, I would love to, yeah. Love to, but parents back 80s, yeah. 90s, nope.
Nope,
so
nope, nope.
This was the kind of the mindset of the business was be able to bring in any level. Kids, yeah. Adult kids, as you want to call them, and give them a chance and an affordable entry level way into this sport, into karting.
Right.
And it's really just progressed, and I'm super thankful for where it is.
Well, and I'm glad you offer an arrive and drive, which
yes.
Because there's nothing worse than go out, buy a cart, yep. Buy a trailer, buy a box of tools, buy tires. You know, I mean, of course, you don't even know what you're buying. You're just
buying. Going off of what you think you
well,
need.
Well, yeah, or yep. You'll somebody on the internet is selling
says you
cart.
Need this. Yep.
This is just what you need.
Yeah. It's everything you need, and then when you get there and find out you need half more.
Yeah,
yeah.
And or what do you mean? There's a crack in the chassis.
Oh my god.
Oh, we've been there.
There's
had a few
crack.
Of those.
Why would there be a crack?
Mm-mm.
Hello, it's yeah. Called a go kart with yep. No suspension.
Used.
But it's got suspension to a point. I mean, it flexes. Of that cart.
There's no, it's a tuning ability, really.
Yeah.
It's a sway bar.
Sorry.
And
yeah.
So it flexes and it's got a sway bar. That's where the chassis
okay.
Would
got
flex.
The sway bar. Right.
That's
okay.
The front bar. So we would consider that as relative into any suspension
exactly.
Tuning.
And tire pressure is
yeah.
So important.
We have axle cart. Changes. We have wheels. We have offset. We yeah. Have tire diameter. We have steering set up, caster, camber, toe, Ackerman.
Oh, yeah.
So it's fully adjustable as any, you know, street car, round-around car, any way you want to call it. So
is that all stuff? Because you're speaking setup
yes.
Lingo
oh,
right
yeah.
Now. And
100%.
That's stuff that you teach? Or is
oh,
100%. That something you offer
it's
as a
all,
service?
Yeah, when everybody comes to the kids, you know, they're not just going to stand there and, you know, wait to get in the go-kart. I'm going to tell them to pick up that tire gauge. I'm going to tell them to check tire pressure.
Yeah.
They're going to lube the chain.
Yeah.
And if they want to make a change, I'm going to say, we'll take it off so we can do it.
Yeah.
You know, you can only mess it up so bad, and my job is to fix it. It's no big deal.
Well, and the thing
but
is,
we got
to
teach them. That's
yes.
You don't, as
independent
teacher, you have to understand what
that's
they're
right.
Doing, and then they're going to get more out of it.
All
yes.
You got to do is set the cart up wrong and say, okay, go out and
yeah,
drive
go
it.
Drive this now.
And then come back. Whoa,
what's wrong with that?
Hey,
I
where
can't
do
even
we
get
start?
Around the turns.
Yep. Yeah, that's a yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's so true. It is so true. And karting is easy. I mean, it's really easy to maintain it yourself. It's not rocket science.
No, there's not much to it, really. It's really how much you use it and what you're using it at. You know, the dirt, it tends to get a little bit more dirty and some more maintenance with
well,
drivetrain.
Yeah.
But even with the asphalt, you would be surprised how much maintenance goes into an asphalt chassis. Like, it's endless. We strip them down. We have to be meticulous. Everything has to be
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
The dirt, you can take a few-year-old chassis, you know, for the enthusiast and come out, find something relative for about $2,000, $2,500,
mm-hmm.
And you can have more fun than you will with any other project you have currently or not finished in your garage. I promise you that.
I tell this story all the time. I had my cart, and I'm out of Cajon Speedway when they had the in track, and a buddy of mine had a sportsman car, and he had the rear end out, and he had the tranny on the ground, wheels were off, yep. and he was doing all this. And I said, okay, well, hey, it looks like you're getting ready to go practice. Yeah, I got to get all this rest. Okay, I said, I'm going to go do the same thing. Well, what do you have to do? I don't know. It's pretty intense. I got to put air in the tires. I got to measure the diameter.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got to check the clutch to make sure it's got plenty of oil in it. What else I got to do? Well, that's about it.
That's so about
you have a great Zip time. Up my yeah. suit.
And that's it in a nutshell. Because you, if you've got a car that you have to work on constantly, it kind of takes the fun out of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's good to have maintenance to a point to where it's good learning education, like you're saying. Yes, not constant to where
it'll
just
take the fun
draining.
Out of it.
Yeah,
if you don't want to keep hours and
on
hours.
Doing something. No, you can really get a go-kart turned around in less, you know, a couple, 2-3 hours in your own garage and doing what you got to do. So it's really just hands-on.
And it doesn't take up any space.
No, I mean, once that's it's on the ground, it's there. You can stand them vertically.
As long as it's the gas is not in.
Yep, pretty much. And drain the oil if it's the 4-stroke oil, you know, what it needs to be out of the motor. But yeah, they don't take too much floor space up. A lot of people keep them in a trailer outside anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
So it really is up room in the garage.
So anybody who's listening now and they're thinking about getting into this, we know it doesn't take up a whole lot of room. It doesn't take a whole lot of money. Because of you, they don't have to invest too much money to get a taste for it.
No.
So if I wanted to get into it and start racing, how many tracks might I be able to race within, say, a 2-hour drive?
Well, with California, you know, that's just, nailed it right there.
Minus COVID, though, too.
No, with really what we got going on with California, there's the tracks that we have are 2 hours away, and we have 3 options for the asphalt. Okay. But we do most of our work and all of our asphalt racing in Fontana, California Speedway.
And you have heard the latest on Fontana.
Yeah. But it's not closing down with the go-kart track. That's just the NASCAR side of things.
The only thing. Well, they're taking it from a 2-mile track.
To a half mile.
They're eliminating the go-karts. But the asphalt carts to the north, that track's going to stay.
Yeah, the asphalt track that's only there at Fontana. That's all we have for asphalt there. That's not moving. That's staying there. Stays open. Nothing's changing with that.
What about Adams?
Adams is still operation and going day to day, and so is Paris Apex Karting out in Paris, California.
Yeah, now Paris is dirt.
Yeah, well, there's actually 2, because right where we do our dirt test at the big track right next door, that's the asphalt track called Apex.
I thought it was dirt.
No. That's the asphalt track.
I haven't been there, but everybody's telling me about
Camp Lockett.
Camp Lockett.
Yeah.
Campo. That's our home. Dirt. Yes, that's our home dirt track. We love that place. We love them. We go down there. We start in, I think it's starting March this year. They basically do a 2-day format. Saturday is an option day for go-karts, and then the Sunday is their points day. Mm. And so a lot of guys come out, you know, just for fun on Saturday, and practice. The diehards come out a little bit more on a Sunday. The cool thing is you can go down on a Friday. You can camp for the 2 nights, Friday night and Saturday night, and stay there, which is kind of neat because a lot of guys like to do that, bring their kids, hang out, ride motorcycles, just enjoy the weekend.
Right.
So it's fun with that. So there's that option there to do that.
Okay. Well, you've got my car.
Yes.
I used to work with SDKA.
Yep.
And I would get them to come to KUSI.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, you know, you get people changing and they either lose my card because really, really, really want to promote what you're doing.
Yep. Well, what we need to do is just let everybody know with the event coming up next weekend at Paris Auto Speedway, they can, again, check out all the information on my website.
Right.
But then to let everybody know, we're here in El Cajon. We are right down the street from where the El Cajon Speedway used to be, right on Pioneer Way, right here in El Cajon.
Oh, so, you're over there by San Diego Gear and Axle.
Yes, and I'm right across the street from Ron Esau Doors, my buddy Ron. How you
doing?
He was
just here last week.
Yep. Big shout out to him. Jeremy from Welltech, who was just here also, he's right on the corner from me. So we're all relatively in the general area, for sure.
Because they all advertise, well, not Esau because he's got no money. But San Diego Gear and Axle, I have to give him a hard time.
Got to. Need some doors, Ron.
So let me ask you this. So we talked about, you know, arrive and drive. What kind of money are we talking about? What would it cost for somebody to
We have out? An arrive and drive rental program for next weekend for $400 for the whole day.
Wow.
That's from 9 to 5, and it's basically goes in rotations of about 10 minutes on track and about 45-minute, maybe even less than that, rotation. So you're doing anywhere from 7, 8, 9, 10 sessions in a day, pushing over 100 laps.
Try
until
you're tired.
And
so
you think...
You're gonna
10 minutes on the go-kart track is not enough. you let me know after you've done five.
Yeah, come on out. You'll be done by about one or two.
Yeah, you will be. Well, that's okay. And keep the extra money.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Right? We're here for the day. I'll wait till, you know, four or five. You want to go again, that we go so again. Funny. But so it's really just kind of catered again to any level of client, being beginner, intermediate, or however they want to come
in. What
about
old school teachers?
No problem. Okay. We'll find a spot for them.
I figured you could use that today.
Yep.
Thanks.
So, you know, if you get into a go-kart, that's going to be hard to get back into your kid. I'm just saying. Or.
We'll find out.
Or you'll have two.
No.
Yeah.
The bank account won't allow for two.
Not this
year. And my love for dwarf cars is still very strong.
Where's that stimulus check? We all need it.
Yeah.
He has it.
Come on down to JH Motorsports.
But it is nice to know that it is.
Been in a go-kart.
Correct. And I am always open to trying things. I'm just saying my love for the dwarf car is still alive and kicking. It's very strong.
Well, hey, no one ever said you can't have a love for multiple motorsports.
You know what I'm looking for? A full sponsor for my go-kart career.
Oh, here we
full
go.
Full sponsor.
Go
right?
For it. Well, there we go. How about the school district?
Here we go.
Oh, don't, please. Don't go there. Is anyone allowed to just come watch? Because maybe they still aren't sure they're convinced.
Yes. Yep. If you'd like to come
and watch,
to participate, to spectate, we sell wristbands on our site. And even if you don't get one on site, we will sell wristbands. We're really trying to do the online thing to keep an idea of who's going to be there.
Yeah,
and all
that's a good idea.
Blah, 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 and kind of what's going on. So it makes
you have
it,
to stay, like if 500 people showed up, that could be a challenge.
It could be an issue. So. We're just kind of keeping an idea because we did four events last year and they were all a huge success. We had the local fire department come out in December for Toys for Tots.
Sure.
I mean, it was give backs and giveaways and charities. It was a really good deal. So it's really involving my vendors and my local suppliers to give back to the community and my racers. That's what we're really doing
here.
You
just gave me a really good idea. We'll talk about it at break because this is Racer Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
When a motor's warm and she's purring sweet, buddy, let me warn ya, you're on a one-way street. She'll crowd your clothes, spin your wheels, then you're gonna know how it feels to spin out. Yeah. Spin out. Better watch those curves. Never let her steer. If she can shake your nerves, boy, then she can strip your gears. She'll get your heart going fast. Then she'll let you run out of gas. So spin out.
Spin out. All right, folks. Welcome to Racer Radio. Thanks a lot, Brandon. You're the best. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right. This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. We've been talking about it for the whole show just about with Mr. Huff. You know, to go up there and do some go-kart racing. But Paris Auto Speedway is such a family operation, folks. If you've never been, you got to go. And one of the superstars from Paris Auto Speedway, Joel Rayborn. Hey, Joel, how's it going? I haven't talked to you in a while.
I'm doing pretty good, Dave. How are you doing?
Excellent. Hey, you ever been in a go-kart?
Nope. I started in quarter midgets at 4.5.
Oh, my gosh.
That's as close to a go-kart as I've came.
You know what? If you're not doing nothing next Saturday, you might want to cruise on over, and I asked to speak with Mr. Huff because they're having an event up at Paris Auto Speedway next Saturday.
Well, I'm always open to drive anything.
Right?
I got some racing going on.
Good attitude.
You'll love it. You got to go check it out.
Perfect.
So, yeah, what's next? What's this season look like for you? I know we're keeping our fingers crossed that the dirt track at Paris will be open. Are you just preparing for the season just like as if nothing had happened?
Yeah, you know, it was an unfortunate year in 2020 for not much racing out here. Fortunate enough to have a lot of racing back east and for fans and spectators that watched on Flow Racing, they still had some excitement from the USAC National Series. But, you know, 2020 kind of allowed us to build up some spares and get things prepped. And I think we spoke before, and, you know, I got two DRC chassis now, a 2020 and a 2018. And they still have Jim Blakeslee Racing Bullets, and just they're all ready to rip and go have some fun. So currently right now, just redoing the trailer, organizing it in a little, and cleaning it up. I'm going to put a new floor in it and get all that loaded up, and got to thank Joe Devin for the opportunity to work at DRC Chassis, and moved to India. I'm back in California for a couple weeks, but going to get all the stuff loaded up and go back out there and go run local shows for the 2021 season, and you know, maybe at the end of the year hit a few national shows in Indiana.
So where'd you move to?
Avon, Indiana. Maybe 15 minutes west of Indianapolis.
I didn't even know you moved out. So you're not
like Swanson.
So yeah, we're out there with Swanson and the gang.
Yeah, he's maybe 15, 20 minutes up the road.
What?
Not too far.
No kidding. So compared to, you know, California, what is there a big difference between the two racing areas, or racing's racing?
Well, back there, you know, it's a lot of people's jobs. It's not, you know, no one out here can live on racing. So, you know, back there, that is their job, and that's what they do. And, you know, like Brady Bacon and, you know, like Tyler Courtney, and they run so many races, they really can't have a full-time job. Racing is their job, and, you know. So, and it's a whole nother competition level out there, you know, just because they have so many races under their belt. But, you know, all the people out there are really smart people at racing and, you know, getting everything done they need to do during the week and go racing every weekend.
So you must have learned a ton for the short time you've been out there compared to, I mean, out here you would get, what, 3-4 cars, you know, in a race, and it was great racing, but there wasn't a lot of competition. It sounds to me like you got a bucket load of competition out there.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't raced out there yet, but...
oh, you haven't raced there yet?
Not yet, but, you know, going to run local shows and even that competition is pretty good. And, you know, when the national guys come to the local shows, you know, you got a lot of work cut out for you to, you know, even run with those guys.
Man, how old are you now?
I just turned 18 in August.
Holy mackerel.
He's still mature. He's used his time very wisely, it sounds like. And he is chomping at the bit to race because he's got everything ready, minus that new floor he's putting in his trailer.
Yeah, and that's cool that you're actually working at a chassis shop. That's because that's got to be a little bit of a bonus for you. I mean, you've always been a hands-on racer, but it's probably even better knowing that you're actually working at a shop that builds race cars.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, not only am I working at a shop that builds race cars, but they build sprint cars, midgets, and silver crowns that combined have over 1,000 wins out of that shop. So, you know, that's an honor to work at DRC Chassis, and they're one of the best sprint car chassis you can buy for sure. And, you know, at least for the non-wing side, they definitely speak for themselves when you look at results.
That's cool. Yeah, and Joel will be adding to that tally.
Yes, he will. And you haven't lived until you've been in a non-wing sprint car.
I can't imagine. That's a rocket.
That's a rocket ship. That's a rocket ship. You got to look twice before you get to the first turn. So, man.
Yeah, I like Chet Christner's quoting him in one race. It's, you know, it explains how they're 900 horsepower, and there's no clutch, there's no gears. It's just a quick changer in, and the drive shaft comes straight from the crank to the rear end, and he says it's like lighting the fuse and holding on.
Well, you know, I told you that story when Randy Waitman let me ride his drive his car out of Barona. I mean, I came back in, and he went, hey, you know, you did pretty good. I says, yeah, well, let me go out again, and I'll open my eyes. Because it is insane. I mean, it's really, I mean, it's just, you're right, light light the fuse and hang on, because you never, I mean, you know where it's going to go, but man, oh man.
How long have you been racing that stick of dynamite?
Oh, geez.
Been racing sprint cars. This will be the fourth, well, I guess you can call it third year since we didn't get a race season last season, but I started off in a 360 and, you know, only ran about 20, maybe 30 races in a 410. And that's as long as I've been racing sprint cars. And then I raced Ford Focus midgets from around 2014 to 2017. And, the rest of it, was quarter midgets from 4.5 to, however old I was in 2014 when
Jesus
gave me the opportunity to run.
And he was always good. And the thing I liked about Joel, not only would he could he win, but he just does so well behind the mic. I mean, he's probably one of the most talented behind the mic of all the young drivers that I've interviewed on Racer Radio.
I think Josh and I both thought he was older than he is. Yeah, we both kind of our faces.
But he's been talking like this ever since he was a kid, a little kid.
I figured he had 4 or 5 years in a shop and
No.
He knew what he was saying.
And he always knows to talk about his sponsors. He's the only driver I've ever talked to that I don't have to say, "So Joel, who's sponsoring the car?"
Right.
Because when he even talks about the car, he's already talking about the sponsorship. Yep. Am I right? Well done.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of great people that keep this going, and you know, Jim Blakeslee is the first one that comes
there
to
you
mind.
Go.
It's his bullets under the hood, and we all know how expensive that piece of aluminum is, and and how precious they are to have, so we can go race 410 non-wing sprint cars.
Jesus. So how are your nerves back there compared to being out here? You know, because really, I know you ran a lot of tracks out here in California, but do you feel a little bit more stress back there in the center of sprint cars?
You know, it's all the same. At the end of the day, when you strap in, there's a job to do, and that's get to the front. And you know, you got to do what you got to do to get to the front. And at the end of the day, that's the goal, and that's what matters.
And that's the other thing I want to say about Joel is he's a clean racer. He will not put you in the wall. He's very respectful. He'll outdrive you, that's for sure. But, you know, he's not a type of a driver that if he can't win, he's going to stuff you in the wall. And that's another thing
I'm sure the drivers are going to notice that real quick.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't they notice that type of a style real quick when you're racing?
Oh, yeah, you notice.
Yeah, you know, it's not – there's a lot of hard racing and rubbing is racing.
But, oh, yeah.
you know, and you'll have a little bit of that. It's, you know, it's quick reaction time when you're in the car, but, you know, you don't want to be taking people out and creating enemies, and it's just not a good thing to do. But you try your best and, you know, you work with your team and get your cars fast enough to where you don't have to. You have clean, hard racing and get to the front and you win races and maybe championships will come.
There you go. Well, just so you'll know, Brittany races a dwarf car. And she's a school teacher by trade. And she has got number 37. And right now the chassis is being powder coated. And we just put power steering in it. So she's all happy.
Getting ready. He's ahead of me, though, on his preparation. He's ready. He's got a lot to prove in this new company. But I think it's a lot of opportunity.
Oh, heck yeah.
Lots of learning opportunities. Yeah. And growth, and I'm excited for him.
So how's your dad doing? Is he back there with you?
No, he's still out here in California. I'm with him for a couple weeks, so
sure.
I'm back here with him, and he's doing good, and we've just been, you know, getting the trailer organized.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Cleaned up and ready to go, but you know, there's a lot of preparation. And like I said, the 2020 season kind of allowed us to get through the year and get prepared. And, you know, when you're not spending money to go racing, it's a little easier to get support built up.
It's easy.
Yes.
Yeah, well, and there was no pressure of having to be at a track every other weekend. I mean, because, right, you know, let's say it just didn't allow it to happen. So are you going to drive this trailer back to Indiana?
Yeah. Don't know when yet, but here in a couple weeks and start the trip there. And I actually drove back here with a buddy of mine from Indiana for the national midget races, and excellent. First time I've done that drive, and it's not that bad.
No, are you piece of cake? Well, you know, just because you're in Indiana, I think our phone lines will actually reach from Indiana
yes,
to San
will.
Diego.
We're
so
gonna have to hear from him.
And you still have all my contact info, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I look forward to speaking with you. And, yeah. Got to thank Paris Auto Speedway for allowing me on their slot, and you know we're not sure when they're going to be allowed to run. And but as soon as that track opens, let's all get there and go watch some racing. You know, if it's hobby stocks and modified sprint cars, whatever's there, go and support the track. Let's keep it open and keep it going.
Yep.
And you know, I plan on making it back to Paris Auto Speedway, hopefully at the end of the year for all the Nationals, and we get a 3-day show in there. And you know, I hope it really happens, because it's a fun track. It's unique, and you know, that's one of the tracks that's fun to rip 900 horsepower around.
Yeah, you do enjoy it. All right, buddy. Well, hey, say hi to your dad for me. And if people wanted to follow you around, are you doing any social media?
Yeah, if you want to follow Joel Rayborn Racing on Facebook and Joel Rayborn on Twitter and Instagram, and you know, everyone that keeps us going, I got to thank DRC Chassis, DJ Safety, Justice Brothers, RW Signs and Graphics, Nocturna Inland Rigging came back on for fourth year of racing with us ever since the Ford Focus Midget, and you know, he's been a huge help as well. Got CSI Shocks this year, so got a new shock package on, and you know, just got to thank everyone else that helps, and especially my dad for making it all happen.
Absolutely. Hey, send me an email. I've got some Racer Radio stickers in the works, and as soon as I get them, I'll send you a handful.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you need any help with those stickers, R.L. Davies Signs and Graphics is who wraps our cars, and you know, they can make you some great ones. If you'd like, I can email you the number. And
do it.
Yeah. Okay. I can do that, and you can speak with Justin over there, and they'll get you some pretty stickers, just like they make our race cars.
Yeah. Your car is gorgeous, I have to admit.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
At it.
Done talking. You got to go back to work. Get in that trailer.
Good luck this season.
Okay.
Take care, buddy. All right, folks. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
When you say that's it, boy, I'm finally beat. You're going 90 miles an hour down a dead-end street. You don't want to fight no more, you think that you can't win. Come on, boy, take a real deep breath and jump right in and hold your head up high. Oh, you gotta be strong. Yeah. Come on and sing, sing, sing. There ain't nothing like a song.
All right, folks, welcome good to Racer stuff. Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. Go take your race car, your motor home, your street car, your dirt car, your drag car, because the guys there can do it all. Check them out at CertifiedCarCare.net. Nice choice of music, Brandon. I don't know. I think we ought to keep that. What do you think? Kind of cool.
More.
Huh?
More Elvis.
Yeah. You like Elvis?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. So who we got here?
We have Josh Huff of JH Motorsports. And he has a lot of services we've been talking about that JH Motorsports
easy
offers.
Easy for you to say.
Tongue twister.
Slow down. And but something else you might be interested in knowing about this young man here is his experience as a mechanic.
Technician.
Yeah. It started back in... Geez, let's see, 99.
Where at?
Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach. I was there helping an IndyCar team, reffing through my father, and then just they started to move down from Sonoma to Palm Springs, start operation, and they needed a mechanic to fill a spot.
Really?
And they took me right out when I just turned 18, not a driver's license, not a car, nothing. Just showed up on the doorstep.
And said, here's what you're going to do.
I'm ready. Here we go.
Everything.
And it really progressed about 4 or 5 years into that, I moved up the ranks pretty quickly, but then found the true passion still being go-karting. And you'd mentioned before, as your previous guest, I had the choice of either moving back east or staying here. Mm-hmm. And karting was a way for me to stay here. And that was in 2005, and now here we are, present day, 2021.
Yeah.
Storefront. We've had the shop now. We're going on 3 years, which is fantastic for us. We made it through, obviously, the darkest times that the world has seen.
Yeah, you couldn't have picked a worse time to open up a business.
You're telling me.
Especially go-karting.
Yes, in such a, you know, extra, you know, type of industry that we are in. But it's really found an outlet for everybody, which I think they needed something to do in a positive. Because everything was just either A, restricted, or you just couldn't do it at all.
I know.
And given with the outdoor sports, which is still, as Joel was saying previously, we are still lucky that we're able to go to Paris next weekend and hold our private event. Because it's not open to the general public. Yeah. This is a private invite only.
Exactly.
So it falls in a different category under their guidelines.
Yeah. Well, they're stuck with the fairgrounds.
Yep.
So that puts them under even a stricter. Yes. You know, it can't be a peaceful protest in a situation like that. So, no, I totally get it.
Let's burn the place down.
Yep, without a shadow of a doubt. Without a shadow of a doubt. So, what do you do besides go-karts?
This is it. 24/7, 365.
It's keeping him busy.
I am fully invested in with the shop. We're gaining the more storefront. We have day-to-day sales, you know, parts, service, tires, fuel line, everything you need, expendables for go-karting, let alone the support on the race team. Aside from the individual to a whole team, I'm getting ready to do our event next weekend. And then to follow up, we are out into Phoenix, Arizona for a 3-day event, a national event. Challenging the America's Winter Series we have coming up. So it's starting. Like, the season is here. And then come February, it's every weekend out of the month we have something planned.
Oh, so that's going to be
either asphalt or dirt.
To KUSI.
Yeah, that's why you're coming to the track.
Right. Yeah. Well, that you have to write a check, so I don't want you to have to do that. But I will. You send me an email because I think I've got a couple of dates at the end of the month before February hits.
Yeah, I'd love to come down, display some stuff so people can see what we're really doing. Everybody loves to see things. They want to see it. And of course, you can see it on my website, joshhuffmotorsports.com.
It's a nice website. I was stalking you last night.
It's a progress. I'm working on it myself. I do a lot. I have a lot going on, but it's all good growing pains.
Right.
And everybody sees that what we're doing is such, you know, it is.
Look, his hands are clean.
I try.
Yeah, that's impressive as a mechanic.
Okay, so I got a great story. So you've heard of Pawn Stars, right?
Yes.
So I'm on a press event with my buddy, Mark, and we're driving through Vegas. Mm-hmm. I says, you know what? We planned on stopping. I said, remember, we're going to, oh, yeah, that's right, because he brought his ex-wife's jewelry.
Yep.
That's another story.
What?
So he was going to cash in her jewelry, you know, and you ever watch Pawn Stars where they say, okay, I'll give you $300 for that.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Just let's come on over here. We'll do paperwork.
Yes.
2.5 hour process. Okay.
Later.
But while he was doing his jewelry thing, I look in the corner and there's a Tony cart.
Ooh. Ah. Go kart.
Complete. Starter, motor, helmet,
everything.
Stand. Ooh. Somebody just
said, take it.
Are you ready? $2,000.
Oh my God. Take it.
If I wasn't in a press car, it would have been on the roof of my press car.
Oh, I would have shipped that back, put on a pallet, and been done.
Couldn't, but I had to leave.
Yeah.
We couldn't stay. And of course, what, Caden?
Yes.
Did you see what he did to me on TV? Or maybe he didn't. Because I told him, I said, you got a Tony cart. Yeah, you knew it because it's written right on it.
There you go.
Oh man.
That banter started on the radio show.
Yeah.
He's a little pistol, that guy.
Yeah, he's one of our best clients. We love him. He's got some good things going on with his Growing Up Garage YouTube channel. And we're going to do some stuff at our events and put it on for kids and get them more involved with what he's doing. He's great. And it's going to be a good thing giving back to the kids, learning how to use tools.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's kind of the same philosophy I'm with my drivers. They have to be hands-on.
Yeah.
And so what he wants to do with him is going to be great. We're going to help try to work that and make that better for him.
You're saying we. How big is your team?
Right now we have me and two other employees that we have basically working, I would say, full-time. And then as I say, we as a drivers, I call everybody my customers. They're
God.
My family. Yeah. So I always say we. So, and they all see what we're all trying to do because I'm just trying to pave the path. As long as they follow me, we're good. But if I pave it out in the middle of nowhere, then I didn't do any good.
Yeah,
so
everybody's nowhere.
I say that we because this is not just me. Everybody has made this possible that has been to my point now, especially with Jeremy. He's helped out a bunch. Right. And with Caden, I just support whatever I can with him.
Right.
And because he is going to be the future of what is good in this sport.
That's right.
It's
and
awesome.
We have no problem. All you have to do is go through her. If you have any drivers, you know, that you think could use a little media training.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. All you got to do is throw them our way. I mean, she loves throwing kids at me.
Yeah, we had Chris Nunes come through when he came through the shop. I know he's a past you know, guest on your show. Oh. He came through our shop, and we got our hands on him for the short time that he was transitioning through karting, and we won one of the biggest street races out in Lancaster Grand Prix together with
drive.
Him. Oh, he's 100% natural.
You heard he just got a...
Yeah, with the Monster Scholarship.
Mm-hmm. Scholarship.
Yep, and everything.
Well, yep. I told him, I says, go after the Monster Scholarship.
Yep.
Really, it's what good. Is it? So I'm sending him all kinds of info on it.
No, it's a good program. There's a few that are okay, but that definitely was, I feel, the best choice for what they were going after.
Yeah. Is that even some sort of mentoring you would offer for somebody who is deeply invested in racing?
Oh, for sure, because
it's not just
he came,
right?
I mean, just as a customer anyways, they always come as which way should we go? And you know, the off-road was one way, but that's really expensive and you're kind of in a shoebox. You're only allowed to hear. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't a real clear path into open wheel or into closed wheel because the way the things are, no one knows. But definitely with the programs that stand behind these younger drivers that seek talent, the Mazda is good. The USF 2000 program through Indy Lights coming through. And then there's so many good programs that we can talk about a little later. But he definitely chose a good one for himself.
Yeah, I think he did too, and because we talked about it a lot. And everything he touched, he's got a championship in.
Yep.
Whether it be motorcycles, go-karts, and, you know, I think side-by-sides.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, the kid, and he's a good presentation.
Yep, it was good.
He presents well, he speaks well. You know, the California kid with that curly hair. And he looks like a surfer, dude, if you've ever seen one. But, well, I tell you, the door's open for any of your
absolutely
any of your kids, or if you have we could do a segment on maybe get one of your sponsors, you know, that supply you, whether it be engines or tires.
Oh, for sure, we have a lot of connections with Maxim Oils, AMS Oil, a lot of other AIM
Twins.
Products that we do stuff with. There's a lot of things we could bring down and show and represent next time we come down. For
we
sure,
we should have some fun with it.
Yep.
All right. Well, it's time to say goodbye again. I've been here since noon, and I can't believe it's 4.
Yeah, you're like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, it's like you and go-karting, me and radio. I still got 2 more hours to go.
You got to keep going.
Gun Owners Radio.
Oh, yes.
Don't go anywhere, folks. Lock and loaded. FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.